Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
There was an old man called Simeon, and he was looking for the fulfillment of God's promises. And one day, he came into the temple when Mary did, and he took the baby Jesus in his arms, and he looked at him and he said, "Now I have seen the salvation of God." And everybody else would say, no, you can see a baby. And he said, "No, now I can leave this life, because I've seen the salvation of God." No, that's just a baby. No, I have seen the salvation of God. Other people would just see a baby. Simeon could see the salvation of God. Why? Because he believed what God had said to him. He believed the promises of God. Either you see circumstances or you see what God has promised. If you see what God has promised, you don't talk about circumstances. You talk about what God has promised. And God this week has been talking to me from some of his promises in Scripture, which are his word for us here at Kingdom Faith at this time. Now, we've been giving thanks to God for what we have seen him do during this past year. Every time we come to anniversary weekend, I'm thanking God for what I've seen since Kingdom Faith began in its embryo form 32 years ago. It just began with Caroline, myself, and our family. A couple of people that came from my church to serve, and a Bible. And it's developed into what it has. And I suppose thousands and thousands over the years, millions of people have had their lives impacted in one way or another through Kingdom Faith. And God, I was trying to reckon it up this morning, but I suppose God must have supplied somewhere between 30 and 50 million pounds during those 30 years to sustain this ministry. It must be at least 30, it may be as much as 50, but it's somewhere in there. I can't calculate it any more accurately. That's what we've seen God do. But we have promises from God that this is a year of harvest. Now, we thank God for those that have come to the Lord during the last year, but harvest means more than what we have seen. The question is, can we see harvest? Just like Simeon saw salvation when he looked at the baby, can you see harvest? Although it's not visible to the naked eye, can you see harvest in your spirit? God has spoken about abundance. We've been in a time of great challenge as far as finances are concerned, simply because it is such a costly business to run a big ministry like this. But what do you see? Do you see financial need, or do you see abundance? Hello? What do you see? You see one thing with the natural eye, but what do you see with the heart of faith? What do you see with the spirit of faith? Everybody else saw a baby. Simeon saw salvation. Was Simeon right? You wouldn't be here if he hadn't been right. And you have seen the salvation because Simeon saw salvation before there was anything visible to see as far as salvation was concerned. And God wants us to be truly prophetic people who see what he sees. So we're not just sitting back waiting for fulfillment of promises, but we see in our spirit what he sees, and so we're thanking God. We're not just praying that those things will happen. We're thanking God. This is what Simeon did. He thanked the Lord and he said, now I can go to heaven in peace because I've seen your salvation. I've seen the fulfillment. I can depart this life in peace. Hallelujah. And God has been talking to us about Christ in us. You can't see him, yet you can see him. And one of these prophetic scriptures is this. God says in Isaiah 57, for this is what the high and lofty one says. Well, Christ is reigning in glory. He is in heaven, seated in heavenly splendor. Did I hear an amen? Amen. He who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit. What is this? These are words written 700 years before Christ came to live in anyone. But you see, God fulfilled his word. Amen? He lives in a high and holy place, but he also lives in those who have humbled themselves, who now know Christ is in him or her. Amen? What is he actually promising? Well, this isn't a time for a long message, but what the prophet reveals is out of his dwelling among a holy people, two things happen: light and water. Light comes into the darkness, and the living water is given to those who are thirsty for God. This is going to be a year where light will shine out of Kingdom Faith, where light will shine out of the individual members of Kingdom Faith, and many in darkness will see the light. When I say many, harvest, not just a few that we can count. But by next anniversary, we'll have to stand here and say an innumerable number that no one could count. Can you see that? Can you see that? You see, this is faith. Faith sees what God sees. God speaks what he sees, and then he waits for his people to see what he sees, because he knows when they see what he sees, they believe it. You don't believe it till you see it, and you start to give thanks. This is why we're told to give thanks in all circumstances, because this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. And so the Lord says this: your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Amen. This is what the lighthouse is all about. Got Sue clapping away in the front here. You better come and sit here every week. It'll be much easier to preach with you clapping in the front row. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, here am I. Everything is going to become more vibrant. Everything is, it's going to be as if you're walking closer to God, living closer to God, because now it's going to be Christ in you. Christ in you. A lot of you that haven't done sort of stuff that you've heard of others doing, you're going to be doing it this year because you realize, well, it's not those people, it's Christ in them. And if Christ is in me, then Christ can do it through me. Hallelujah. So then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. We've had one testimony already of somebody whose life was night and it's become like noonday. Well, that's when the sun shines at its brightest and hottest. Hallelujah. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land. I only hope that is prophetic for this nation, that we have a sun-scorched land this summer. But that's not what he spoke to me about. But he did say this, you will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. What God has been saying to us in these last few weeks, he's been reminding us that we're digging a well. You know, lots of people are going off here, there and everywhere to get some water. But God has been encouraging us to dig a well so that we've got a never-ending supply of water here. We don't have to go off somewhere else to get the water because he is the living water. And, you know, it's a deep well. That's why it's taken so long to dig, because the Lord has been saying the deeper the well, the purer the water. Amen. And this, we're tapping in. We're just beginning to tap in. We're just beginning to break through. There's been a release these last few weeks. It's just beginning to tap through now to the water level. And God says, this well is going to become like a fountain. It's going to become a gusher. You know, like when they hit oil, it gushes and it becomes a fountain. And that's what's going to happen here during the next year. Can you see it? Not just hear it. Listen, it's not I hope so, I see so. I see it. I see what God is saying. And if I see what God is saying, then it's going to happen. Amen? I see it. I see it. I see it. And the Lord then said to... You know the Lord's got a sense of humor? And the Lord said, Kingdom Faith will be a well... watered garden. Watered from the well and well watered. Did you all get it? All right. So we are going to be a well watered garden. And well watered garden produces abundant foliage, abundant fruitfulness that others will see and come and receive. Amen. Can you see it? Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you only speak to us what you see. And when you speak to us of what you see, you have seen it as already accomplished. And we thank you that you spoke to Simeon. And we thank you he could see that Jesus was the salvation because he believed what you said. And Lord, right now, we see what you are saying. We see harvest. We see abundance. We are not just hoping for it or waiting for it. We see it. And we just speak it over Kingdom Faith. We speak it over our lives. Lord, we speak these two things of light and water over every one of us. Thank you, Lord. These are our spiritual utilities. And Lord, we speak that light, that your light will shine out of the darkness of every one of us, and we will shed that light, and many will come out of darkness and into the light. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, that we shall be as a well-watered garden. We exalt you, Lord, that by your grace we have persevered to dig this well. And we thank you, Lord, that we're just beginning to break through to the water. We thank you it's going to become a gusher. We thank you, Lord, that it's going to become a fountain.
that is going to well up from the depths of what you have been doing. We thank you for a never-ending supply of everything. And we thank you for all those lives that are going to be watered through what you do. We thank you, Lord, for all the transformation. We thank you for all the healings. We thank you for those that are going to be delivered. We thank you for those whose lives are going to be delivered from curse and brought into blessing. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. We bless your wonderful name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And Lord, we see your abundant blessing. We see the fulfillment of everything that you have promised us. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.